I mean, the challenges are numerous. First, of course, we need to fully fund schools, and that includes special education, because if we don't fund special education, then the school districts must make up for those shortfalls, and that money comes out of the general revenue fund. So we actually had the opportunity to fully fund special education this past legislative session, and our current representative did vote yes on it, and then 22 minutes later, he voted no. That is a problem because it affects all school budgets, whether or not it has to do with special education. They have to cover other holes in their budget, or they have to take out of other areas of the budget to cover the hole of special ed. So that's first and foremost. And then there are the ancillary challenges, the cultural challenges, the teacher shortage, the classified staff shortage, the unclassified staff shortage, the fact that, you know, this weekend we have a bus driving session because the school district is trying to get people here in the community to drive buses because they can't transport their students to and from tournaments or games or debate sessions. So we have so many challenges up and down. And then, of course, you just have the challenges that families are facing here in Manhattan and in Raleigh County, where if a family is struggling, that is going to pour over into what's happening into the classroom. So there's so many layers to this, and we just need to really be more compassionate about what is happening, and we need to be vigilant in doing all that we can to support our schools.